My name is Paul Martinez Pompa, and this poem is titled While Late Capitalism. Crammed and banging against each other in a dark aluminum box, they drop like fleas or croak, standing 6 hours into the trip. A mother drapes her limp baby serape over the man's head. It nods back and forth with each bump in the road. Thank God the corpse doesn't smell. Warm piss and shit make bodies vomit on bodies. The coyote can't unlock the trailer door. A woman tries to scratch a hole through the wall. She prays some phrase or word, some idea that resists translation into English. And I'm going to read some poems that are from a new manuscript that I'm working on that's tentatively titled Impossible Model. The poems deal with domestic spaces. And the first poem is actually the title poem of the manuscript. It's also called Impossible Model. Impossible Model, wherein a magnificent sentence that can't possibly fit through the tiny opening stands for the sole purpose of being looked at. And outside our house, a flower display or inflatable snowman during the cold months. And inside our house, a gathering of bodies entirely insignificant when removed from the brick, the wood, the glass. Windows. This is how we'll last. Shrink wrap, double-sided tape, hair dryer. My family will sleep with the warm because I've kept everything inside, where I watch traces of men who walk past their homes. Their quiet makes me want to hold you and break and ask if you see them too, but I can't remember the last time we shared a drink at this table. Without shame, the chimneys and faraway smoke take anything we have left. Poetry shouldn't have to be this hard night burnt into the throats of dead fathers who dare return home. Glass alone can't block a city that makes us tremble. The bricks in my head pile on a mattress, a bedroom away from your face. And even when she sleeps, our child's eyes are a downpour of light I cannot name. An affirmation, each word a better failure than the last. Poetry has to be this. The word love. I used the word love when what I meant was an institution once gave me a prize for writing a book full of untrue things. Lately, I'm more father than writer. When my baby points to things, I say their names. Dog. Rock. Airplane. Then I realize I'm only screwing up her head. Look. Somewhere close to a river, a collection of automatic weapons maintains an invisible line. Somewhere closer, a gathering of men have left a pile of parts. Arms, feet, intestines, vaginas. They are what keep us listening at night while the rest of the house is asleep. Men who gather with their desires and their chainsaws. And when we look at our daughters, when they don't know we are looking, what is it that runs from the void of our belly to the veins of our throat?